From this passage, we get one thing that the Spirit might not do for you. I want to be honest about that. Spirit might not do something for you. But then two things that I believe the Holy Spirit will do. It can calm and give us confidence in life. All right, let's talk about what the Holy Spirit might not do. The Holy Spirit might not direct you to the Bible so that you can use it in kind of a biblically magical kind of way. Maybe, let me explain what that means. Maybe you have a friend who's a Christian who says something like this. I've got a big decision. I really don't know what to do. I'm going to fling my Bible open, and wherever my finger lands, that's what I'm going to do. Have you ever met someone like that? Stories told of a man whose business was really facing some financial difficulty, and that was his strategy. He didn't know what to do with his business, and so he said to his friend, I'm just going to throw my Bible, King James Version, it's got to be real, it's King James, and the binding is peeling off. I'm going to toss it into the air, and whatever it lands on, I'm just going to go with that page, and then I'm going to move my finger around to a specific portion of the Bible, and that's what I'm going to go with to help me make my decision. So the man did it, put his finger down, and the finger was on two words, chapter 11. Not good. Not good. Took a while for you to get that. As Paul is journeying through southern Turkey, notice that it doesn't say, how did he make this decision? It doesn't say that he opened up the Old Testament scriptures and combed them through to see if Phrygia was the place to go, or if Laodicea or Ephesus was the place to go. Now, certainly, the Holy Spirit can guide us in decisions that we make in which Scripture speaks very clearly. As Lutherans, we hold to that. And there's a lot of things in which the Scriptures speak very clearly on. Things like the Ten Commandments. No negotiations with the Ten Commandments. It clearly speaks right there what we should do in our life. But there are many decisions in life in which the Bible doesn't necessarily give clear direction. And the Holy Spirit won't necessarily point us to a specific passage in which we should follow it and go for the direction of our life. Paul doesn't do that here in this moment. Now I want to pause for a moment and transition. What are two things that the Holy Spirit will do for us? The Holy Spirit will guide us to other Christians for guidance, help, and support for tough decisions. Where do I get that from? From Acts chapter 16. This is a really unusual passage here in Acts chapter 16. See, up to this point, for 15 chapters, the story has been told from the perspective of a third person. So if you read the Bible up to Acts chapter 15, it says things like this. Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. It says things like, the Ethiopian eunuch was baptized. It's as if the author is distant and not necessarily right there. But you see, in this little passage in verse 10, a shift happens. Did you catch it? The passage says, we. The author is no longer from a distance. The author is with Paul, you see. We know that at this crucial moment in which a decision happens, Paul had three other companions on his journey, a young man named Timothy, he was mentoring up, another man named Silas, probably a young man too, and what scholars believe the we is none other than Dr. Luke, the writer of the gospel. The point is Paul had other people to bounce his important decision off of. How awesome it is to have Christian friends to do that with. Someone who can give an objective view about what we're going through. Someone who might have the gift of common sense and discernment, who can be right next to your side. So one of the most important things we can do here at Peace, for real, in the next three or four months, is to build relationships within our congregation. That's been a challenge. Who knows? There might be someone in this congregation that's going through a housing difficulty. Well, guess what? If you share it, there's probably someone in this congregation that also has a solution. Who knows? There could be someone that has a car challenge, a radiator issue. The solution might here be right here within the walls, here at Peace Lutheran Church. So worship is really important. Absolutely. God has promised to be there. But so also are the opportunities where we can build our relationships, and then we can share our dilemmas, our concerns. Then we can be open to hear for guidance. That's the Holy Spirit at work here in our congregation. The Holy Spirit guides us to other Christians for decisions and support. Share our decisions. Share our dilemmas. That's powerful. Wow, there's something even better than that, though, that the Holy Spirit will do. Okay? Whenever there are let's say it this way. The Holy Spirit may block doors in our life, but every time there's a blocked door, the Holy Spirit opens another. Always.